Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Wednesday, July 5th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is The Divine Path. Our text taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 10. For we are God's own handiwork, His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking parts which He prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. Pastor Chris says, the Bible teaches that there are two parts for every man. There's a natural part, and then there's a divine path. The natural path is subject to causes and effects. For example, if you were born in a certain neighborhood or attended a certain school, it will be easy to predict how you'll turn out. This is why it's easy for Satan to toy with the natural paths and natural destinies of people. The divine path, however, is different. It begins when you're born again, and this path is like a mystery. The world can't figure it out or predict your life. Because being born again, God has made you a limitless wonder. Your life is one of infinite possibilities because of His divine ability at work in you. Choose the divine path. The divine path makes your life worth living. You'll keep making remarkable progress on every side because you're piloted by the Holy Spirit. While people are still wondering at your advancement, you hear the Spirit's voice saying, look up, I'm taking you higher. You just keep pushing forward and making progress. Perhaps you're reading this today and you've never been born again. I urge you to give your heart to the Lord even now so that you can begin your divine journey on the divine path. Take this prayer with me. Oh Lord, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Now you'll be awakened to the fatherhood of God, and His light will shine in your spirit, guiding you in the way of success, prosperity, and victory evermore. Glory. Please take this prayer with me. Thank you, Father, for leading me by your Spirit in the divine paths that you've prearranged for me. You've granted me everything I'll ever require to fulfill all you've called me to do. Thank you for leading me in the paths of glory and greatness as I live in your perfect will, pleasing you in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Romans chapter 8, verses 29 and 30, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, choose the divine path. The divine path makes your life worth living. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here's BB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.